Yes, I love it.
Sweet, he's giving me 300 boxes of grape nuts flakes.
Friends anybody ever had. And it's funny, but I feel as if I've known you all the time.
I love music, good music, but not swing. I sing.
Hi, and welcome to the Movie Magic Podcast. Each week, we will dive into a certain star and talk to some people who know much about him. I'm Kate, your host, and welcome to the Movie Magic Podcast. Hope you enjoy it. Hi, I'm Kate, and welcome to the Movie Magic Podcast. In today's episode, you will be discovering Benita Granville. Benita Granville is one of my all-time favorite actresses, and I actually know her daughter. In this episode, you will be listening to an interview that I had with her daughter, actually last year. So I hope you enjoy this episode of the podcast.
I put my arms around him. I lay my head on his shoulder. I snuggle close to him. Then I put my lips close to his.
Fast worker, isn't he, huh? Go on, Benita, continue.
Then he gets that romantic gleam in his eye. And when he looks at my hair...
Yes?
He says, that reminds me, I gotta go mow Mr. Benny's lawn.
First of all...
Yeah, it's so funny. Sometimes my friends will be like, "Let's go, like they'll take me literally they'll take me to Macy's and they'll because I'm 4'11", so your mom was not that much taller. So it would be funny.
No.
So they'd be like, "Okay, well, let's put you in these like 15 inches long gowns." And I'm like, "That's fine." I mean, like can't fit in them, but they're long, but it's fun.
Oh, funny. Yeah. All those clothes, I was just looking at some pictures that you sent me because I was actually on my iPhone texting you, and then I was telling my friend, the girl that's my massage therapist is a really good friend of mine, too, so I was telling her a little bit about you, and I was like, look at these amazing pictures that I said I have never seen before, and Kate's sending me these, and I was showing her a picture of me and Chris, you know, my brother Chris, and mom and dad. Anyway, but I was just noticing, and then mom and her hat, I just was remembering the fashion in those days.
Your mom was a fashion icon. Like, I don't know where she got those clothes or how they... I know the studio must have dressed her a lot, but my gosh, she was... My favorite picture is you and your mom. I don't know where y'all were. It was actually the very first picture I sent you. I'm happy to send it again, but I don't know where y'all were, but you were kind of looking at your mom like, what is going on here? And your mom's just like, yeah.
Yeah, I just was looking. That was the picture I was showing my friend, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. That's so funny because she was like, you know, just a little on the iPhone, so I had to kind of stretch it and make it bigger. And she's like, look at the look on your face. And I'm kind of like, what? What's up? That's funny. Well, and you know, I never did. I mean, you had asked me before, and I was kind of going through that last week. I've asked you something about, is it okay if your friend emailed me? And I'm like, I can't remember if I answered, but it's totally fine.
Okay.
Whatever.
Good, because he's a big fan of your mom's as well, so he wanted to get perspective, because for me, like I said to you, and I probably say this to a lot of other people, I wasn't around when your mom was around. You know, I didn't get that honor, I didn't get that privilege of knowing her, I didn't be like, oh, hey, she's still alive. But the cool thing is, like, before I go into my questions, the cool thing is your mom just keeps popping up everywhere, like, right now. Like, I have no idea why it is. Like, on Valentine's Day, I found a book, which I will send you the, it's actually the article in which, because she was engaged to Jackie Cooper for a while. And nobody understood why she broke it off. Well, in this exclusive article, the People magazine back in 1943, the Photoplay magazine, she literally explained, hey, you know what? Yeah, that's what it was. And I
was...
So basically what happened is, first of all, this was 1944, and, you know, World War II was happening, and everybody was going off to war. And her, let me bring it up, because I actually have the page marked. I will scan them to you, so you actually have a copy of it. And she said, you know, Jackie was the first boy I ever loved. You know, she loves him. And this is because of Jackie, and I know that emotions change. And Jackie and I faced the fact that it was over for us. And I was like, girl. She just goes on. I think it was about the whole fact that, number one, it was war. Number two, I think they had grown up and realized that, you know, they weren't going to, you know. Yeah. But he... Yes, but, and you know what, Jackie, I have his book, which is Don't Shoot My Dog, that's what the title is, and he was devastated. He was devastated when your mother died.
I think I read that book a long time ago, darn it, I would not even know where to begin to see it, but gosh, I can't, that's interesting that I know it's in that book, and I forgot.
Yeah, he wrote later that he was devastated when she died. And it was like, well, yeah, Jackie, you kind of were, like, engaged to her for, like, 5 years or so. I mean...
Okay, that's so interesting, though, because I didn't... Oh, well, if you have that page of that, scan that to your... Maybe I'll try to find that book, because we have a huge bookstore. Maybe I'll at least try to find that book and at least just...
Yeah, because he mentions your mom a lot in here.
Oh, I gotta buy that book. I know I had that book a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's great to talk to you. Well,
yes, absolutely. You know, like, and like I said, you know, I do this sometimes because, you know, I'm writing this book and I'm literally getting everybody's, you know, the family members. I said, look, if y'all have any questions for me about myself and my involvement, please let me know, because I'm more than happy to say, look, this is how I got a hold of your mom. This is why I care.
Yes. I would like to know that. I mean, that's so funny that you mentioned that, because a couple of the people, I don't know, maybe my daughter, you know, my daughter's name is Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll talk
yes.
more about my family later.
Yes.
As we, you know, progress, and hopefully we'll be friends.
Yes.
We already are.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah. But somebody, I mean, it was Sabrina, someone was like, how did Kate find you in the first place? How did she get your address? And, you know, I'm like, well, you know, these days, you know, I don't think it's that hard to...
So basically, for this book called I Love You Too, because I wrote another book about another friend of mine, and he had passed, unfortunately, two years ago. It'll be this year. His mother was a really big star in the 20s. And, you know, I spent so much time with him that I was like, I'm really neglecting, like, the other people I know and love. Like, I feel so bad. And so I just thought of myself, you know what, how about if I get a book, I write down the people who I feel like have shaped me through my entire life. I mean, your mom still shapes me today. I mean, I still watch her all the time. I mean, before you called, I was literally... working with her footage, because, you know, I'm a film school student, so I literally work with footage and what have you. But I literally wrote down the people I wanted, and your mother was one of them. And I'm thinking, okay, I always want the family members to have, like, a part of it to kind of, like, give me approval, because I'm not just going to write something and y'all go, whoa, this is not okay. Yes. So I go to my local library, and they have Ancestry.com, which is for free.
Oh.
And so I looked up your mother, and she had, like, it said, you know, who she gave birth to, and then it said your name. So I pretty much, and I used their free white pages, and I white paged you then, and I was like, I hope to God this works.
So you put my name in, and then, okay, keep going.
Okay, so I put your name in Ancestry.com, and it said your... I can't... Yes, your last name, and I can't pronounce it. Yes.
Finocchiaro.
So I found that, and I was like, okay, they have a free white page system where you can look up people's addresses.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I found you that way, and I was like, well...
Okay, the crazy thing is, you don't even know how many times I've moved, or maybe you do.
No, it was weird because I had read, like, how many times you moved or who, like, your last name was different. I was like, oh God, I just hope to God this works. So that's why I printed out a picture of your mom, because that's what I do. I print out a picture of your mom and I'm like, hey, just want to let you know, is this your mom? If it is, you know, contact me. Let's talk. You know, I know that, like, for some of the kids, I understand that losing their parents was very painful for them. I get it. But I'm just like, look, just a moment of your time. I just want to remember them. I just want to share them with everybody. Let me just spread Bonita out.
Well, that's so cool. Well, that's interesting, and I'm glad you got the right address, because, I mean, honestly, I've only lived on Glenwood Street, well, for 2 years, but before that, I mean, it's like constant. I moved a lot.
Yeah, so, I noticed that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, how could you, so you can see that, too, in the ancestry?
I can, yes, ma'am. You should. That is how I found like half of these people's kids and relatives.
Right.
With the exception of Facebook.
You have to remember, Kate, that not to feel bad, because I mean most of these people are going to be like my age.
Yeah.
I'm 70, and so obviously our parents, most of them have probably died quite a long time ago. So
yeah.
It's not like we're in the first stages of grief. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Yeah.
It, so it's. We've already acclimated to it.
Yeah. I can't even imagine that pain. And I am so sorry. I can't even imagine that pain.
Thank you. Well, this changes your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because it's not the normal, you know, the normal order of things. Just with your parents, you know, mm-hmm. that's the order of things, as sad as it is. But anyway, we don't stop around this. And maybe someday.
Yes.
But he was an amazing, amazing guy. And sometimes I wish we hadn't been so close, because, you know, it might have been easier, but mm-hmm. he was my best friend. So anyway, and he was beautiful, and Mom did, he is the only grandson that Mom and Dad knew, really, because my daughter, Sabrina, she was 6 years old when Mom died,
mm.
and she was 3 years old, or 2 years old, or whatever. Actually, they died 5 years apart. Mom
yeah.
and
yeah.
Daddy,
whoops, sorry about
younger.
That. Yeah, Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, so he didn't know her. He didn't. But she was there at the hospital when I gave birth.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, we can talk, you know, more than just this one. But for now, because I'm heading, you notice it's 5, but I, like, ran late. So
yes.
Tony's the husband's name. So mm-hmm. Tony is just holding the dinner for us.
Oh.
We can talk while I'm driving.
Yes,
so.
Sounds fine to me. Yes. Now, I'll preface this, because sometimes my questions get a little personal. If you say, hey, if it's something that's too personal, you say, hey, Kate, that's too personal, you know, just let me know. Because to me, I don't have a filter, so I just
well,
ask
okay.
away.
Don't worry. I'm a very open person, so if I can answer something, I'd be happy to.
Great. I want to ask, what was the best thing you remember about your mom?
Well, I'd have to say her smile. But I mean, just awesome.
Yes, or, you know, like some people be like, you know, my mom was really funny and not many people knew that. And I'd be like, oh, well, that's great.
Yeah, no, my mom wasn't really funny. Mm-hmm. I mean, she wasn't not funny, but she wasn't like, you know, she wasn't always trying to be a jokester or anything. My mom was, I'm trying to think. I'm just going to try to think so I can give you a decent answer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my mom was a lot of fun to be with.
Yeah.
It's funny. She was a blast to be with, and as I grew older, it was like more and more fun, you know, because I think, to be honest, as a little girl, mm-hmm. I'm just going to be honest with you, I don't have a lot of, you know, memories as much as some other people have. Mm-hmm. What I remember is we used to go to New York every year for 3 months mm-hmm. out of the year.
Wow.
And I remember that so well. We had an apartment in New York, and my dad had a business there.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember, you know, doing that. We went out to dinner a lot together as a family, because my mom didn't really cook, so.
that what you just answered a question. Did she cook or anything, or?
Oh, my mom didn't cook. My dad is so funny. Yeah, let's skip over the question that you're asking me about my favorite thing, and maybe I can think of something without, you know, that will morph into a thing, and I can always email you.
Of course.
You know, a little bit more detailed answer, but.
Absolutely.
The cooking one, because the cooking one is funny. So I have kind of a funny story. Not a funny
yes.
story, but Mom really didn't cook. And we always, you know, we grew up with, you know, I don't know how you say it, you know, people that worked for us in the house in those mm-hmm. days. Well, the
Right.
You know, young people. So we always have, like, usually a couple, a married couple. Mm-hmm. So the woman would be a cook, usually, because in those days there was much more gender. You know, didn't seem like there were that many male chefs. Today it's all over the place. But,
right.
So it would be a married couple, and, you know, the fellow would be, you know, work for us, and they called them butlers. This is horrible when I think that, you know, just because nowadays we're so much more kind of PC and modern, but that was then, right?
Yeah.
So you have to kind of get a taste from then. Anyway, so my mom didn't cook, but my dad adored my mom. I mean, I think the thing I remember about their marriage more than anything is that my dad was just adoring of my mom.
Aww.
I mean, and he would, you know, make no bones about it. He just would say, oh, you have to, she'd say, you know, her figure, oh, you have the cutest little leggies.
Yes.
And a salad with chopped onions, chopped hard-boiled eggs,
wow.
No pickle relish.
Nope.
And that was one of the first and only things I learned to cook, because she cooked it. So I didn't cook it. She made it. You open up a can, you know. But it was just cute because he thought she was the best little cook because she made the tuna salad. But it was really good tuna salad. It was delicious tuna salad. I loved it. Anyway, so that's the answer about that my mom cooked. No,
she probably didn't need to, because Hollywood fed her all the time.
Yeah, she didn't need to, and, you know, she grew up, I'm sure you must know the thing about that she grew up just, you know, alone with my grandmother. You mm-hmm. know, her and her mom, because their dad, her dad, left them.
Yep.
You know, early on, yeah, ran off.
Doesn't surprise me one bit. That's like half of the old lady, like, people would say, oh, yeah, their dad left. I'm like, yep, okay, move on, next.
Right, yeah. I'm sure, and they were all in the theater and da 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 da. Anyway, but yeah, so I don't know about who made the meals, but I think my grandmother cooked, because I remember our grandmother, my mom's mom, my grandmother, her name was, we called her Titi.
Mm-hmm.
Rosina was her name. Anyway, mm-hmm. She lived with us until she was, in the late 80s.
Wow.
She kind of, you know, took care of us, you know, when my parents were traveling and stuff. So, you know, that was pretty cool, close to family, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
As far as my mom, yeah, I can't give you a really amazing answer what I love best about my mom. You know, just my mom. You know,
yeah, she was your mom, you know. Absolutely.
What do you love best about your mom? Can you tell me?
I can. My mom is probably one of the strongest people you will ever meet. She, both my brother and I, we have disabilities. So, you know, I have autism. My brother has disabilities as well. So she is literally the person that has to sign. Like, she go, like, tomorrow, where I'm going to, where I can find an apartment that's affordable for me, because apartments here are very pricey. And, you know, and it, so she's going with me to help me out. She's helping me with my service dog that's coming. By the way, it's also being named after your mother, which is really exciting.
Oh, my God, that's so amazing. Oh, my God, that's so exciting that you're going to get a service dog. I'm so excited
yeah.
for you. That's going to be wonderful.
The dog's middle name is literally your mother's first and last name, so it's really exciting.
I said that. I can't believe that. I think it's a girl dog.
Yes, I want a girl, so I can put bows in her hair.
What's the first name going to be? What's the doggy's
first name? Deanna, which is after Deanna Durbin, so it's Deanna Benita Granville Durbin.
Or
Danita. I thought of that, combining your mom's name with Deanna, Danita, which I thought was really cute. And I was like, Danita.
I like that name. Will you send me a picture of her when you get her?
I absolutely will, because believe it or not, Linda, there is a picture because of your mom and Deanna Durbin in the same photo, and I literally screamed because I was like, oh my gosh, they met each other. They do exist.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Wow.
Well, I'm not entirely sure
yet.
Not yet, because I have a trainer that has offered to be like, hey, guess what? And I'm like, what? And they're like, we will pick it out for you. And I'm like, you know what? That is amazing, because you know what? If it were me, I would probably get a Great Dane, and my mother is going, no. So... It's most likely going to be like a doodle of some sort, like a golden doodle, Bernedoodle, something, something fluffy, because I'm asthmatic, so I can't have shedding dogs, so very limited on the dogs I can have, but it's coming. I'm excited. It's going to be here.
I'm so excited for you.
Wow. Which brings me to my next question. Was your mother an animal person? Because I've seen photos of her with dogs.
My mother was not an animal person.
Oh, no, I need, like, listen, give me the full answers.
Okay, I mean, it wasn't, you know, I just liked animals. I mean, I love bunnies.
Yes.
Yes. Bunnies, I mean, not live bunnies, but we have, like, you know, bunny everything all over the place. But,
yes.
You know, I mean, my mom, I'm sure my mom loved animals or liked animals, but we didn't have a lot of animals growing up. We never had cats.
Mm-hmm.
We did actually have one dog. I remember one dog, and very special dog, Lad, mm-hmm. who was one of Lassie's litter, you know, but there are many Lassies, you know.
Yes.
Not like just one Lassie, but one of the Lassies that was, you know, on TV, one of their litter, yeah. So we had Lad, a dog, mm-hmm. and we loved Lad, so, you know, but I mean, my mom wasn't like I am, like nuts about dogs.
Same.
Like, you know,
yes.
I'm traveling. I'm just like looking at dogs and wanting to pet the dogs.
Me.
You're right.
Me.
Yeah, so,
why are you me?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny? It's like it does seem like we have a lot in common. So that's interesting.
But ironically, anyway, so. Ironically, when Miss Elfie was sick, my babies were sick. So I was like, because we both have
this. How is your colitis? Is it bunny? No, not bunny. What's
Cookie. Buttons.
Buttons.
Yeah,
I said bunny. I knew it was a bug.
Yeah. They're both.
How is Cookie doing?
She's doing actually pretty well. I think the medicine the medicine that the vet gave her stopped everything, which is great. So it's mom definitely, mom plays favorites with the dogs, and she's like, no, I love them both equally. And I'm like, mm-hmm, yeah. Cookie's your baby. Yeah. But Cookie's more of the sweeter one. Buttons is just old and grumpy and hates the world. It's fine.
Oh, that's true. But Buttons is a little healthier than Cookie at the moment.
She is. Right? Yeah, she's six. She'll be 17 in May. Like, how is little Miss Elfie and Miss Hedda?
Well, Elfie is doing okay. She seems to be hanging in there. She took a walk today. You know, we had a little snow this morning. And, I know. Not crazy about the weather here in Portland, because I'm really a San Francisco person, but, yeah. You know,
it's
for the kids. Anyway, are you in Galveston, Kate? Or
yes, ma'am. I live here in Galveston. Yes, ma'am.
Right, okay. It's funny, I met a lady
mm-hmm.
when I lost my son, and we did this thing called Compassionate Friends. And
yes. I think he was from Dallas, I think.
He was born in Tyler, Texas.
There we go. That's near Fort Worth. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where I'm from.
Dallas. Right. Yeah. That's where you're from. Right. That's what I thought. And then you went to school in Houston.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Made that commute.
Also, want to tell me a couple more questions, because I actually got home because it's Sunday, so there's no traffic. So
oh, okay.
I'm going to drive around the neighborhood a little bit and talk to you.
Okay, great. I do. I have watched them, and I'm going to say this politely, okay? Your mother was nominated for that Oscar, and she was robbed, so.
Oh, that's sweet.
She was robbed.
You know, I didn't really know the other. I never saw any of the other movies that the other people did, so I couldn't really.
I haven't seen any of them. I haven't seen any of them. I'm just like, you know what? Who cares? Like, I was just. Oh, I am. I'm for the, like, the old people and, like, their Oscars. One of the things I also, I usually ask, because I always know that Hollywood can be very damaging sometimes. Sure. Do you think Hollywood was a positive or a negative experience for your mom? Or dad? Or both?
For my mom?
Yes.
For my mom? Well, I mean, I think it was a positive experience for her, because, Hollywood was, as a child actress, that's where all the studios were. But I mean, that's a really hard question to ask, because you don't know what your life would be like if you hadn't had that life. But I mean,
right.
My mom had a good life. She was a happy person. My mom was a very happy, energetic, loving, loving, social, just very friendly and open. And then, meeting my dad through Hollywood, they were madly in love, they had a great marriage, so I'm sure there are negative aspects to being a child star.
Oh, yeah.
I would say that's comparable to Hollywood. You mean when you say, did Hollywood have a negative thing, you mean just like being a child star?
Probably, yes, because I know child stardom is hard to do.
Right, I mean, if she were in New York, it would have been the same as a movie actress, but they didn't really have that. So I don't think it's Hollywood, it's just like the whole lifestyle, But, in those days, I don't think it was nearly as hard as it is, like, nowadays when you read all the, people committing suicide.
Yeah.
Drug and alcohol problems. I mean, my mom, no, there was none of that. I mean, I'm sure there was, but not with my mom.
No. Your mom smoked. That was it.
No, my mom didn't smoke.
Oh, she didn't?
She never smoked.
Oh.
No. Oh, good. That's one thing I can correct you in.
Thank goodness. Because
I'm glad there's something I know that you don't know.
Yes, thank God. That was my last question. I was like, do you know anything that maybe you might know that fan like me wouldn't know?
No, well, I didn't know anybody knew that or didn't know that, but I mean, I didn't really think of it until you just said that.
I think
my
because.
My mom had to smoke in one movie.
What?
She had, she smoked, but
yeah.
And also she had lung cancer, so
yeah.
People probably assume, but she never had a cigarette, really, except for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless she wasn't telling me the truth, but the whole time I knew her from, that I can remember, no, I mean, even, I'm sure that I would have heard, like, if she smoked when I was born or whatever, when I was little, but no, neither my dad nor my mom smoked cigarettes, and my dad did smoke a cigar and a pipe once in a while, but no.
No, that's good. Yeah, because I was like, because somebody was like, well, didn't she die of lung cancer? I'm like, yes,
yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
yes.
But nowadays, it is interesting because everyone always assumes that, but evidently nowadays, there's a lot of
that's probably going to be me, because I'm allergic to smoke, and I'm allergic to everything, so that's great.
I hope that's not going to be you.
Me neither. So that kind of clarifies that her lungs weren't, that she probably inhaled a lot of secondhand smoke, because I can tell you now that probably half the people in her movies were smoking and drinking. That didn't help.
you're absolutely right. That's probably true. And, my mom did drink, so she did drink alcohol, but, so did everybody.
Yeah, like, who didn't? Who didn't?
I drink. I like to have a nice drink, and I always think of my mom, because I kind of like, when I talk to my brother sometimes, like, I'll say something like, oh my God, I need to go to, I need to have a drink, and then I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know why I'm saying that. It's like, it's just like a ritual, like, I need to have a glass of wine.
Yes.
Or I want a glass of wine, so, I don't know,
I can't.
I
can't. I'm old enough to do it, but I have medicine for like flare ups and stuff that I just can't. And I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't like what it does to like your body and stuff, because we have had too many people in my family, have alcoholism and have liver damage, and I'm just like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
No, don't go there. If you can't, just that's a good reason. Even if you could,
yeah.
Better not to start,
Yeah. One more thing I wanted to ask before I know that you had to go. There is a picture that I'm going to send to you.
I'm driving around in my neighborhood now. So, well, yeah, I should go soon just because I don't like to drive in the dark, but it's not quite dark yet.
Yeah, still but light. There is light. One question I had, and maybe you might know the answer to this. There is a picture of your mom, your dad, you, Chris, and then two other kids.
Yes, my brother and sister.
Okay.
My half-brother and half-sister.
Okay, that's what I wanted to clarify.
I don't know for sure, but I assume, like, you want to describe them, but they're older.
They're older, they're a lot older than you are.
Yeah, that's my sister and my brother. That's my sister, Molly. Uh-huh. That's my dad. My dad was married before my mom.
That's what I thought.
Actually, interestingly enough, and if you don't know this now,
nope.
My dad was married briefly, well, not so briefly that he couldn't have two kids, but they were very close together,
mm-hmm.
and it was during the war, to the governor of Texas, Pappy O'Daniel,
whoa.
Who was the governor of Texas back when, I don't know what the years were, but, his daughter,
mm-hmm.
He was kind of a crazy person, to be perfectly honest.
Okay. Yep.
A big drinker.
No dear.
And she, I don't know if, like, you want to put this in the thing, in anything, because
yeah.
I don't know if this is, like, you know, weird information, but she ran off.
Oh, no.
My dad was when my dad was in the Marine Corps, she, like, you know, ran off with some other guy, some kind of crazy guy, evidently.
Oh, that's anyway, just so fun.
Yeah, really. So, but it all worked out, right?
Because yeah.
After a while, so their marriage would have never worked. She was a beautiful woman, but she turned out that I knew her because she actually grew up. Okay, so my sister
mm-hmm.
was 7 years older than me,
mm-hmm.
so she would have been 77, and my brother was like 4 years older than me, and my brother passed away when he was in his 20s. He didn't take his own life.
Jeez.
You might not want to put that, but I mean, it's not like a secret. It's not like a secret or anything, but you don't really need that information. But I'm just telling you.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Okay, so that explained that, because...
That was them, yeah.
Okay, because somebody was like... Somebody said that Benita had four kids, and I was like, Benita had four? No, she had two.
No, she had two, and then, you know, we spent, like, you know, summers with them and quite a bit of time, you know, with them. I was very close to my sister and my brother, and you know, but he was young with that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they were great. Molly and Jack.
Okay.
Jack, named after my dad.
Okay, because I will literally send you the photo because I'm like looking at this going. Okay, I'm literally going. Oh, she has four kids, and then I'm looking at Google and going, this is not equating. And then it kind of clicked, and I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Yes.
They're great. And my sister just passed away 3 years ago. We all lived in Santa Barbara. They live in Santa Barbara now. Well, my parents did. Never mind. I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyway, any other quick questions? Because I'm in my driveway right now. We can talk later, but...
Yes, actually, you know what? I can let you go because I know how you have stuff to do, because I actually am... I have a few more that I need to... reword because they don't make any sense even for me. But definitely call when you can. I'd love to talk with you. I mean, you are a joy, and this is such a big honor for me. It is such a big honor because, as I tell, you know, it's really weird because, you know, I didn't get a chance to meet your mom. I didn't get a chance to be, but your mother has done so much for me growing up. I mean, literally, she was the person that has gotten me through college and was like, look, you need to get this degree.
Well, she wasn't strong like your mom, much like your mom, only, you know, different situations, obviously, but she was a very strong person in her own, you know, way, you know, super strong. I mean, really, you know, I think from childhood, honestly, you know, can you imagine, like, just going to work at 6, you know, or
yeah.
whatever.
Oh, I have baby photos of your mom to send you in her first films. I just found them.
Oh, my gosh. I would love. That's amazing. Well, anyway, but...
Yes.
I'm glad she's inspired you, and she was quite a lady. And it's not, you know, it's not a negative thing that I couldn't think of anything that, you know, know, what I like best about her, because it's just kind of like, she's my mom. She's strong and charming and full of life.
And she was Benita Granville. Like, what a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they're the kids that are of, like, Angelina Jolie or
whatever. Oh, yeah. My mom is Angelina Jolie, and she's really cool. Me? No. I would have been like, my mom is Benita Granville, and she was robbed of that Oscar. I will be writing to them.
That's cute. Well, you're very loyal. But anyway, well, my mom is up in heaven. I know she'd appreciate all the love that you shower toward her and the interest and stuff, you know, because it is, you're right, it is funny, like, when you think that people, you know, we're just in such a different day and age right now that people don't about this old Hollywood people, but you know, that's just the way life is.
That is the purpose of this book, really, is to kind of bring them back, give them into the conversation, be like, you know what, oh goodness, I will tell you really quickly that I'm an emotional person, okay, so I literally sobbed writing that, because I was like, how do I put all these feelings into words? And how do I get this across without sounding sappy? And I sent it to my friend, and she just said, oh my God, you're making me cry, Kate. I'm like, well, I did my job well.
Yeah, you didn't sound sappy, but it was like just so touching, you know, and really felt that, you know, you were really sincere. You weren't just writing something like, you know, I'm trying to write, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't a biography. It was more, this is how,
heart,
yeah,
you know?
This is but my it, thank it you.
But it is interesting to know all the things you know, because I'm fascinated, so I'm going to learn some stuff about my mom. Anyway, well, I'm gonna go.
Yes.
I'm just sitting here, so. But anyway, but will you take care of yourself?
Yes.
And we'll keep in touch.
Yes, please.
Don't worry. I'm just not a wonderful person about calling, but I'll tell you, I'm good about calling when I'm in the car. For some reason, there's no other distractions.
Same.
Except for all the cars, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but anyway, but you know what I mean. There's not the dog or the, you know, whatever, you know, TV or whatever there is.
I will make this little side comment, and I know you will love it. You sound just like your mother, and it is so fun.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, that's really sweet. Well, what a compliment that is. We both have very carrying voices.
Yes, she did.
I got my mom's voice from her. It's very projecty, I've been told.
Yes.
Anyway, okay. Yes. Well, I'm going to let you go, and wonderful to talk to you.
Same.
I'll talk to you soon.
All righty, bye.
Take care.
You too, bye.
Bye.